Paragraph Gimel. Aval Iker Gemar HaTikun B'Shminiat Seres. But the real final completion of this process is on Shminiat Seres. Ki af al pi shekvar zochu b'yom ha-kippurim l'b'chinas mayim tohirim. V'zochu achar kach l'sukas sholoim shu tikun adas l'yidei zeh. Because even though on Yom Kippur we were zoche to receive those purifying waters, and that led us into sukkas, where we had the sukkas sholoim tikun adas, af al pi kein adayin lo nizdakei chamoyach betachlis ha-shelaimus legamri. Still, the brain has not yet been purified 100% completely. V'al kein b'kol yemei ha-sukkas makrivim shivim porim b'shvil shivim umois, kedei levarer ha-toiv mehem, ulegarsha me'al gvuleinu, shelo yisarev zor b'simchaseinu b'yem shmini atzeres kiyadua. Throughout sukkas, we bring those 70 oxen corresponding to the 70 nations in order to enable us to extract the good from them and bring that into Klal Yisrael, and then to push them away, to chase them away from our boundary, so that they should not mix in our simcha of Shmini Atzeres. When it comes to Shmini Atzeres, Hashem says to the Jews, I've had such a wonderful time with you throughout Sukkot, stay with me just one more day, just you and I. So the emphasis there is that that's a time when Hashem does not want any involvement of the other nations. Shezeo bechinas shemegarshin umevatlin umarachakin bechinas hamoisrois vahapsoiles menamoyach. This is the concept where we're removing and distancing from ourselves the waste matter, the filth from our brains. Ki hoakum heim bechinas hamoisrois kanal. Because these other nations, compared to Klal Yisrael, are referred to as sitra achra, as klipois, moisrois. Ki ikar hiskarvus Yisroel avim shebashamayim hu b'shmini atzeres kiyodua. Because the greatest closeness of Klal Yisrael to Hashem is on Shmini Atzeres, as is known. V'al kein bayoim shekoidem Shmini Atzeres hu hoishana rabba. And this is why the day that precedes Shmini Atzeres is hoishana rabba. She'oz loikchim arvei nachal minag neviim. That's the day when we take the hoishanas, that we go through those special ceremonies with hoishanas, which are from Arava branches, which is a custom that we have from the prophets. Ubahu yoimo vayoshov Yitzchok vayachber es beres hamayim kanal. And it's about that day that the Zohar HaKodesh says that Yitzchok Vino went and dug up the wells. Ki oz koidem gmar hatikin b'shleimus tzrichen loshu v'lachber es beres hamayim lahasik v'lim tzibchin es mayim toher manal kedei li toher b'shleimus mikol mini amoisos manal. Because now, when we're getting ready for Shmini Atzeres, which is the grand finale, like the closing of this whole long stretch from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres, we have to go through one more final round of digging up those Mayim Tohirim, of going through a final purification before we can come into Shmini Atzeres. Ve'oz zoichen le'etza shleima. And when we have these Mayim Tohirim, when we have these purifying waters which wash away from us the filth from Pegam Emunas Chachamim, then we're zoche to Shleimus Oetza. Bechinas v'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamlochis oid. As the Pasuk says, the kingdom of Klal Yisrael will no longer be divided. There will not be a split in the kingdom. There won't be a split in the decision-making. V'ze bechinas arvei nachal shalich me'emahu. This is the concept of the Arovois that we use for that mitzvah of Hoshanis on Hoshana Rabbah. Ki arvei nachal heim afikei mayim, because the arovois, they grow usually by the water. They're referred to as afikei mayim. Veheim bechinas raglin, which are also referred to as the feet. Kimuva b'mokoim acher, afikei mayim, where water leaves the body of a person, also from the lower part, by the legs. Shezeo bechinas eitzois, which also corresponds to the concept of eitzois. K'moy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'chol ho'om asher baraglecha, Yisroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this entire nation which is by your feet. And the Gemara says, Ha'hoilchim achar atzoscha, which means they follow you, they follow your advice. That's the wording of the Gemara. So we see that the eitzois are the raglin, the afike mayim. Ki oz nizgalin afike mayim, b'chinas mayim tohirim, because then on Hoshana Rabbah is revealed these afike mayim, the raglin, these purifying waters, through which we're zoiche to perfection of Eitza, shezeo bechinas arve nachal, which is associated with the Aravois, shehim bechinas netzach vohoid. The Aravois correspond to the spheroids of netzach and hoid, as we mentioned earlier, that the three adasim correspond to chesed, gevura, tiferes. The Aravois are netzach and hoid. Bechinas Eitzois, Kiyodua, which are referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as Eitzois. That's where the advice comes from Netzach and Hoid. Ki Iker Shleimus HaTikun Hu Kishezoichen LaEitzo Shleimo. Because the main, when have we completed this whole Tikun of Pegam Amunas Chachomim and Tshuva, the completion of that, the ultimate goal of that is Eitzo Shleimo, to be Zoichen to perfection of Eitzo, Shezehu Iker HaYeshua. That's the greatest salvation for a person, when a person is zoche to perfection of Eitzah. Val Shem Zeh Nikro Hoishana Rabba. And it's for this reason that this holiday is called Hoishana Rabba, the Great Hoishana. Ki tzrichin lozeh Yeshua Gedoylo V'Rabba Min HaShamayim Liskois LeEitzah Shleimo. Leida Ech Loshis Eitzahis Benafshoi Ech Lesnaig B'chol Dover Bo'ifen Sheyizke Leskar Avlovish HaBashamayim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says a person needs a tremendous Yeshua. The greatest Yeshua that a Jew needs is to be zoiche to Eitzah Shleimo, to know how to conduct himself regarding everything in his life. Bein Odom LaMokoyim, Bein Odom LaChaveroi, with his Machshova Dibur Maisa, with his body, with his possessions, how to conduct himself with everything in a manner that he'll be zoiche to come close to Hashem. That's the mission. The mission is to come close to Hashem. How to do it? For that, a person needs Eitzah all the time. A person needs Eitzah Toivo, you know, an Eitzah Shleima, to be zoiche to know what to do, what not to do, what to think, what not to think, what to say, what not to say, where to go, where not to go, what moves to make. All of that, a person needs Eitzah every second of the day. So when we talk about a person getting a Yeshua, getting helped by Hashem, the greatest help is when Hashem gives a person the direction, when a person is zoicha through the Torah and through Emunas Tzadikim, to be zoicha to have that Eitzah Shleima, to know what, how to live in a manner of coming close to Hashem all the time, coming closer and closer to Hashem. Ki Yeshuois heim bechinas netzach hoid. Because Kabbalistically, Yeshuois, when we say the term Yeshuois, it refers to the spherois of netzach and hoid. Sheheim bechinas eitzois, which are referred to as eitzois. Ki ze ikar ha-yeshua, kishezoichen la-itza shleima. Because this is the ultimate Yeshua when a person is zoiche to eitza shleima. Ukamay shekosov, and as the pasuk says in Iov, ha-im ein ezrosobi, Visushio nidchomimenu, is there no help to be gotten from me? And tushio is far from me. Tushio hainu eitzois. Tushio refers to eitzois. Kamei shekosuv li eitza visushio. As the pasuk says in Mishlei about the Torah, in me is found eitza and tushio. So we see Tushia synonymous with Eitza, and that's the Ezra. That's the Ezra. That's the Yeshua. The Yeshua of a Jew is the Eitza. V'zeh shonu mevakshim v'sakneinu b'Eitza toivam alfanecha v'hoishienu meheiro laman shemecha. And this is why we ask Hashem, please give us Eitza toiva from you, and give us the Yeshua. Hoishienu meheiro. That's the Yeshua. That's the greatest, greatest Yeshua. The Avram Avinu shezocho lachbor habeirois kanal shemichnes mayim tohoirim. Avram Avinu, who is zoche to dig those wells, which we said to get to the mayim tohoirim. Al kein zocho leetzah. This is why the Torah testifies that Avram Avinu was zoche to eetzah. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, mi tikein es ruach Hashem veish atzosa yoidienu. Esmi noyetz vayivinehu vayilamdehu mishpot. Who is the person who was zecha to establish the spirit of Hashem, and he was zecha to the Eitzah? Shekol ze koyal Avraham. That pasuk is all talking about Avraham Avinu, k'mo shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there in Yeshaya Kapitel Mem. V'alkein bohishan rabo she'oz choizrim v'choifren beiros amayim kanal. That's why in Hoshana Rabbah, when we again dig up those wells that the Sidrachra tried to close up, we go dig them up again. We're trying to do a final round of bringing forth those purifying waters to purify ourselves completely before Shemina Atzeres. That's why in that final round of digging up those purifying waters, that's what's going to help us be zoicha to Eitzah Shleima. Shaydei amayim tohoirim zoichen la'itzah shleima. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Aran Samach Aleph, when a person zoicha to those mayim tohoirim that cleanse him completely from pegamim unas chachamim, then he zoicha to Eitzah Shleima. V'ze b'chinas arvei nachal, shem b'chinas Eitzahis, b'chinas Yeshuas. This is the hoishanas that we use, which are actually Aravois, Arvei Nachal, Afike Mayim, which is Eitzos, which is Yeshuos. Rav Nosson Zal is using terminology, and he's showing you the parallel in the Sifrei Kabbalah, how these words are always used interchangeably. Eitzos, Yeshuos, Arvei Nachal, Afike Mayim, Kloyos, Raglin, that's all one team. It's all one path. Kize Iker HaYeshua, because this is the main Yeshua, when a person is zoicha to Eitza Shlema. Look how many times Rav Nosson Zal is repeating this and repeating it. He's not repeating it stam. He's repeating it because this is one of the most important messages in Yiddishkeit and obviously in Breslov Chassidus. That for a person to focus, to know what's the most important thing in my life. Is it Parnosa? Is it Shalom Bayis? Is it learning Torah? Is it Isbot? The answer is that this Shleimus Soetza, that when a person has Shleimus Soetza, then they have everything. Then they know what to do about Parnosa, about Tefillah, about Torah, about family, about every facet of their life. And after this Tikkun of Hoshana Rabbah, then we go into Shmini Atzeres. She'oz Iker Hiskarvus Yisroel Avim Shoshmaim. That's when Klal Yisroel have the greatest closeness to Hashem. Ve'oz Hu Bechinas Malchus. Again, we said Hoshana Rabbah was Netzach Hoid, Eitzos, Yeshua, so that. From that, we go into Shmini Atzeres, which is the finalization of the Tikkun HaMalchus. Bechinas Ze Ya'atzor Biami. There's a pasuk that says, this one will rule over my people. Ya'atzer. Atzeres is miloshen malchus. Ki nestakein v'nezbatel b'chinas hamoisrois. Because again, through this whole process, from Rosh Hashanah, through Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, we've succeeded in correcting the pegam emunas chachamim. We've gotten rid of the moisrois, the waste matter. Bechinas v'doyeg hoyo netzar lefnei Hashem. As the pasuk says that doyeg ha'adoimi was constipated before Hashem. He was a person who would hold himself back from releasing the wastes when he was learning, which was a wrong thing to do. That's the pegam of netzar. That's netzar. That's, we said before, yatzor b'yami, yatzor is malchus. That's Malchus the Sitrachra. That's Pegam Emunas Chachamim. He was the one who came up with the conclusion that Dovra Melech isn't Jewish, that he doesn't belong in Klal Yisrael. Va'oz nistakein b'chinas ha-malchus. And on Shmini Atzeres is when the Malchus is completely corrected. B'chinas Emunas Chachamim. B'chinas Shmini Atzeres. B'chinas ze ya'atzor b'yami. This one will rule over my people. Ve'ikr tikun ha-malchus. Again, what's the thing that brings about the greatest Tikkun HaMalchus? When there's Shleimus Soetza, Shezoichin Bohoshana Rabbah, which we achieve on Hoshana Rabbah. Now in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this more. Paragraph Dalet. Ki ikar binyan amalchus vayde b'chinas eitzos, shem b'chinas netzach hoid, shem isham ikar binyan amalchus ki yadua. Because the malchus, the sphere of malchus, what's the main forces that feed into it and that build it? Netzach and hoid, which is Eitzois, as we said before. V'alkein kol melech yesh lo yoyatzim. And this is why any normal king, any normal leader or ruler has advisors. He has a cabinet, he has advisors. And that's considered, that's government, that's malchus, that's a melech. Everybody knows that the melech doesn't operate alone usually, unless it was Shloima Melech, where, in a sense, where he was the Chocham Mikolodom, he had all the eights on him. But in vast majority of cases, the person who's leading doesn't necessarily have all the Chochma himself. So what does he do? He has yoyatzim, he has advisors who specialize in different fields. Ki ikar tikun hamalchus wa'idei ho'eitzois. Because the main tikun of leadership and rulership depends on advice, proper advice, guidance. V'alkein nikroim ho'eitzois b'shem malchus. And this is why eitzois are also referred to by the term malchus. K'mo shekosuv, malki yishbaralach. My advice will help you. The word malki is used for eitza in that pasuk. That there will not be the split in the kingdom. Hainu eitzois, the split in the eitza, split in decision making. Kanal b'maymaral, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Samach Aleph. Ki ikar b'chinas hamalchus al yidei eitzois kanal, because the main effectiveness of malchus is dependent on the eitzos that the malchus receives. V'alkein chalukas malchus beis David hoyo al yidei shenivgam ho eitzos. And therefore, in the Torah, we see the kingdom of Klal Yisrael growing, climbing. Today, Bashkocha happens to be Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, Aleph Iyar. We know that in a month, the months go according to the lunar cycle, according to the moon. So the first 15 days of the month, the moon is growing in size. It looks bigger and bigger every day. From day 16 and on, it goes smaller and smaller. The Midrash points out that if you count from Avraham Avinu, from Avraham to Yitzchok to Yaakov to Yehuda, and you follow his descendants up to David HaMelech, David is number 14 on the chain. He's the 14th generation from Avraham Avinu. And in fact, David, Dalet Vov Dalet, is Bigimatria 14. His son was Shlomo HaMelech, where the Torah says that he was Molach al Elyonim v'Tachtonim. He ruled supreme. He ruled over the angels and the shade, and he ruled below. All the non-Jewish kingdoms respected him. They came to help him when it came to building the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the Malchus B'Shlemus, was during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, who was the 15th generation from Avraham Avinu, is referred to as the first king, in a sense, Man Malki Rabbono, Shlomo HaMelech's number 15. After Shlomo HaMelech, we see crisis. His son was Rechavam, and Rechavam was faced with a situation where there was a big, big problem with Parnosa, and he had to make a decision whether to tax the people more or less. And he had two sets of advisors. The older advisors told him, don't you dare, the people are having such a hard time. If you're going to press them, if you're going to put more pressure on them, it's a powder keg, it'll explode, and mamash, you'll have civil war. The younger guys said, who's in charge? Who's boss? You're the boss. You have to show the people who's boss. You show. And the Torah says, V'loi zocho Rechavam loshis eitzais benafshoi. Rechavam refused to accept the proper advice. V'yazoiv atzas hazakenim. V'yoshov lo'om koshois batzas hayelodim asher godlo itoi. He rejected the advice of the elders, and he went against the people with power, following the advice of the youths who had grown up with him. He followed their mistaken advice. V'ydeze nechleko malchus beis David. And that's what caused the split in the kingdom, where there was a civil war. The Shvatim split up into 10 and 2, and Rechavam was left with 2 Shvatim, period. And it's about this that the Pasuk says that in the future, when Mashiach comes, this problem will be solved. There will no longer be the split in the kingdom. Klal Yisrael will not be split apart. Shepirish Rabbeinu Mamay Marnal, which Rabbeinu Zal explains in this Torah, Shemarameis al Chalukas Oetzo, Shnechzel Ishtayim, that split in the kingdom is a remez to the split in the malcha, to the split in the Eitzah. She'eini yodea eich lasa. It's when a person doesn't know what to do. Ki hakoil echod. Because these things are all one. Ki pegam ho Eitzah, hu pegam ha malchus. Pegam in Eitzah is a pegam in malchus. Ki al yedei chalukas ho'Eitzah l'shtayim, al yedei ze nechze malchus beis David kanal. Because through the lack, through the fact that there was a choice of which decision to make, to follow the elders or the youths, and Rechava made the bad choice, he made the wrong decision, he followed the wrong advice, that resulted in Pegama Malchus, that resulted in the kingdom of Klal Yisrael getting messed up, split. Ulaosid, Sheninske Lamayim Tahirin, in the future when we'll be zeche to the purifying waters, Veniske LeEitzah Shlema, and we'll be zeche to perfection of Eitzah, Oz Yiskayim Velo Yechotsu L'Shnei Mamachisoid, then the kingdom of Klal Yisrael will no longer be split. Dahainu kipshutoi, shetia malchus achas, malchus beis David, meaning that literally that there won't be any more a split in Klal Yisrael. There'll be unity. There'll be one king, malchus beis David. Vegam tihiyeh ho eitzah shlema, and Klal Yisrael will have clear direction, clear advice. Ki hakoil echot, because the whole concept of eitzah and malchus is all one. V'alkein, ho'yodover ha'melech olav ha'sholom mevakeish me'oid liskois le'etzah shlema. And it's for this reason that Dover ha'melech invested so many tefilois begging Hashem to be zoche to etzah shlema. K'may shekosov, as he says in Tehillim, chapter 13, ad ono oshis etzois benafshi. U'kishe zoche le'etzah shlema, and when Dover ha'melech was zoche to receive proper guidance, proper advice from Hashem. Neemar, he says, Avorech Hashem asher yeotzoni. I bless Hashem who advised me, who af leilois yisrun yichel yoisoim. Ki ikar malchus tliyo bozeh, bebchinas eitzoy shleimas kanal. Because the whole success of malchus is dependent on eitzoy shleiman. V'alkein, kisheborach dovid mepnei avsholom benoi, bikesh dovid mehashem yisborach, Sakelno atzas achitoifel Hashem. And this is why when David HaMelech suffered one of the greatest tragedies in his life, that his own son, Avsholom, led a rebellion against him and wanted to kill him. And Avsholom had advisors. He had Achitoifel, who was one of the smartest, most learned people in Klal Yisrael. Achitoifel was advising him. And if he would have followed Achitoifel's advice, it would have been all over for Dovra Melech, because Dovra Melech was on the run at the time, and Avshalom had the upper hand in a sense. And Dovra Melech was mispalel, Hashem, please mess up the eights of Achitoifel. V'chein hoyo, and that's exactly what happened. Ki ikar nefilas Avshalom, hoya yidei shashim izborach bilbel atzosoi, the main downfall of Avshalom came about by Avsholom getting confused and making the wrong decision. Shenechleko atzosei l'shnayim v'lo yoda ech la'asois. He had a split, he had a decision to make, and he wasn't sure which way to go. Ad she'oso katzas chushai ho'arki v'lo yoso katzas achitoifel shoyotoivel afonov. And he chose to follow the advice of chushai ho'arki, which was the wrong advice, which led to his downfall, instead of following the advice of Achitoifel, who was with him at the time, who was helping him. K'may shekosuv, as the Torah, v'al yidei zeh hoyo mapaltoi, that's what led to his downfall. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'Hashem tzivo lohofer atzas Achitoifel hatoivo, Hashem issued a command to push aside for Avshalom to reject the good advice of Achitoifel, levavur, in order to bring about his, in order to save Dovid HaMelech, in order to rescue Dovid HaMelech. Ki ikar hamalchus wal yedei eitzois kanal, because the main malchus is dependent on eitzois. V'alkein, koidem shmini atzeres shoz hu gmar tikan hamalchus ki yedua. Therefore, before we get to shmini atzeres, which is the completion of the tikan hamalchus, which we began on Rosh Hashanah, alkein, onu loichem mikoidem arve nachal. Therefore, the day before, Hoshana Rabba were involved with the Arvei Nachal, Shehem Bechinas Tikun Ho'etzois, Shenestaknen Al Yidei Afikei Mayim, Al Yidei Bechinas Mayim Tohoirim, Shenizgalanos. That's this Tikkun Oetzlis, which is brought about through the purifying waters, which the Arovois draw from. Bechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, Bahu Yoimo Vayoshov Yitzchok Vayachbarbares. That's the day when Yitzchok Avinu redug those wells that Avraham Avinu had originally dug. And that's how we zoich on Shmini Atzeres to complete the Tikkun HaMalchus. Ki ikar Tikkun HaMalchus, tahainu sheyizgale Malchusa yizborach aleinu, hu al yedei ha-toiro, shehu tariag itin doi raisa, kama shekosev li eitza v'sushia. Because the main Tikkun HaMalchus, which means that Hashem's Malchus should be accepted by the whole world, should be broadcasted to the entire world, is dependent on the Torah, which is the Taryag Itin, the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Li Eitzah V'Sushia, in me is found advice and salvation in the Torah. The final paragraph, paragraph A, V'oz b'shmini atzeres shoz nizgalam b'chinas mayim toyer manalam ki oz maschilim geshem l'spalel ha-mayim kanal. And on shmini atzeres is when these mayim toyerim are really brought out into the open. That's when we start davening for rain. V'oz nishlam b'chinas tikkun ha-malchus. That's when the tikkun ha-malchus is finalized, is completed. V'zoichin l'munas hachamim b'shleimus. V'zoichin to perfection of emunas hachamim. V'oz nishlam ha-toyerah. Rabbein Azal says over there in Likut Imran that when you completely correct the Pigam of Emunas Chachamim, then all the Svarim of the Chachamim become Choshev to you. So suddenly you're adding thousands of Svarim to the Torah, which till now were nothing to you. It was the words of the rabbis. You didn't respect it. Now you respect it. You're adding thousands of Svarim to the Torah. So you're completing the Torah. You're making the Torah whole. You're making it much more complete. V'oz nishlam ha-toyroh, ki ikar shleimus ha-toyroh hu al-yidei emunas chachamim. The main shleimus of the Torah is brought about when there's emunas chachamim. Shaydei zeh nisrabim sforim. That's what brings about that increase in sforim. As Rabbein Azal explains in Torah Samach Aleph, v'al kein mashlimim u'mesayimim ha-toyroh. This is why we complete the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. We read the final paragraph of the Torah. V'chol echod lo keches ha-toyroh u'makifin es ha-shulchan v'oisin simchas Torah. And every single member of the shul gets an aliyah to the Torah and takes a sefer Torah and goes around the bima. Ki kol echod mi-Yisroel yesh lo chelik ba-ha-toyroh. Because every single Jew has a portion in the Torah. V'oz nechlolim kulam yachad v'nechlolim kol chalki ha-toyroh b'yachad. And on Shmini Atzeres, simchas Torah, all the Jews become one, and the whole Torah becomes unified. Shezeo bechinas asois sforim harabe ein kates, as Hanem Hashem, which Rabbein Azal quotes in Torah Samach Aleph over there. Shayidei ze yesh la ha-Torah shleimus. That's what brings about a shleimus to the Torah, when the Emunas Chachamim is fixed. Ki hachelik sheyesh l'kol echad miYisrael b'toych ha-Torah, because the individual portion in the Torah that each Jew possesses spiritually, that's his Sefer Torah. Each Jew has his Sefer Torah, his Kesher to the Torah. V'kol echod v'echod im chelkoi v'sifroi sheyesh loy ba'Torah nechlolin yachad. And on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, every single Jew with his portion of the Torah, with his Sefer Torah, they all come together. They're all dancing together as one. They're in a circle. In a circle, there's no top and bottom. There's no beginning and end. It's all acht. It's one. It's unity. V'oz yesh la ha-toyra shleimos. That's when the Torah is completed. V'oz ha-toyra bebechinas luchois ho-even. Shenechleles b'choch me'lo bechinas even shesia. That's when the Torah reaches a high, like Rabbein Azal explains over there in the Likut Imran, that it's nichlal in the original Torah, the Luchai Seven, the tablets of stone, which is the Evan, which is the concept of the Evan Shesia in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'oz nimtokin kol hatzimtzumim v'chol adinim sheboilam. And that's when all constrictions, all judgments in the world are eliminated completely. Kemavoyer kol ze heite b'mayim ranal, as Rabbein Azal explains very clearly in Torah Samach Aleph. V'alkein kol echad v'echad oyla la'toros. This is why every single person gets an aliyah to the Torah on that day. Shekol ze hu bechina shekol echad nichlal im chelkoi besoich ha'toirah kedei sheti ha'toirah klula mikol nafshos Yisrael yachad shehem klolius kol chalkei ha'toirah. Each and every single person's going up to the Torah means that each and every single person with his portion of the Torah is plugging into the Torah to make the Torah a composite of all 600,000 neshamos, which is the cloliest of all facets of the Torah. V'oz yesh la'torah shlemus. And then the Torah itself becomes more mushlam. V'oz nechleles ha'torah b'sharasho b'chochma ilod mitam anafkis. And when the Torah reaches this shlemus, it floats up, it plugs into its source, which is Chochmo Ilah. Veze Bechinas Le'ene Kol Yisrael Bereshis. This is the concept where the last words of the Torah, when we finish Parshas Vezoi Sabrocha, the final words are Le'ene Kol Yisrael, and from there we start again right away. We go to Bereshis, the first word in the beginning of the Torah. Hainu. Al yedei shenechlolin kol Yisrael biyachad, by all of Klal Yisrael joining together and uniting, shaydei zeh nechlolin kol chelkei haTorah k'nal, which brings together all parts of the Torah that are represented by all of these Yidden. Ve'oz haTorah nechleles b'sharosha shuchach moila. This enables the Torah itself to go up, to have an aliyah, and to go up to its source, which is Chochmo Ilah, Shezeh Bechinas Bereshis. That's what's referred to as Bereshis, the Keser, the top, Reshis Chochmo. Ki Bereshis hu Bechinas Chochmo Ilah, Bechinas Reshis Chochmo. Bereshis refers to that highest, highest Chochmo. Vezehu Le'enei Kol Yisrael Bereshis. That as a result of Kol Yisrael joining together in this way, that gives the Torah the elevation, that completes the Torah. And when the Torah is completed like that, it goes up to its source, which is Bereshis. V'oz kishenechlolim kulam yachad, nases simcha. And when all the Yidden and all parts of the Torah are merged together like this, this generates tremendous joy. Bechinas oyer tzadikim yismach, kimavur b'may marnal. As Rabbeinu Zal says at the end of that chapter on the Likutei Moran, Chodi Rabbi Shimon, V'alkein zoichen oz l'simcha. That's why on that day, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we zoiche to true simcha, Bechinas Simchas Torah. Baruch Hashem li'olam, Amen v'amen.